Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 128, Teach As You Go. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. Let that settle for just a moment. God is not asking for a program here. He is not asking for a curriculum, or a scheduled lesson, or a special hour set aside once a week. He is asking for a life in which the Word is not stored away on a shelf somewhere, but living inside you, beating inside you, spilling out naturally onto the people closest to you. And notice where this passage begins. It does not begin with your children. It begins with you. These words shall be on your heart. Before any teaching, before any conversation, before anything else, the Word must live in you first, because no one passes on what they do not carry. You cannot give what you do not have. But when the Word is genuinely alive in you, it speaks, and you don't have to force a thing. Then look at what God does next. He does not say, set aside a time. He says, when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise. He is taking the most ordinary moments of your life, the drive to school, the dinner table, the light you switch off at night, the first cup of coffee in the morning, and turning all of it into holy ground. God never confined faith to a building or to a scheduled hour. The car ride is a classroom. The kitchen is a pulpit. Your whole ordinary life is a place of teaching. And notice the word the text uses. Talk of them, not preach at them, not lecture them. Talk. Faith travels through conversation, through questions asked at the table, with genuine curiosity, and through answers you actually stop and listen to. When you ask your child what they think a passage means, and you really hear them out, that plants deeper than any sermon ever could. Then the text gives you two anchor points in the day, lying down and rising up. The day's end and the day's beginning. When those two moments are given to God, they change the tone of everything in between. A short prayer at night, a verse in the morning, and your home begins to be anchored to something that does not move. And the diligence, teaching diligently, means sowing the same field many times. There will be mornings you speak of God, and it seems like no one heard a word. You speak again, and again, and then one day you will see that the root went deep, deep enough to hold when the storm comes. Every small conversation matters, every single one. So today, before breakfast, just that, before breakfast, choose one short verse. Say it out loud to your family, and if someone you love lives far away, text it to them. One verse, one seed, plant it today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.